everybody. Welcome back to Jesus and Jill Just for Today. I am so thankful that you have joined us for this week's episode. Today, I'm going to do something kind of unique, and we're going to start the episode with the Serenity Prayer, and we're going to finish the episode with the Serenity Prayer. And I'll tell you why. Over the last couple of weeks, I have had distinct conversations with people about the Serenity Prayer, and it really got my wheels turning because I've never really had an episode where we broke it down and kind of talked about the individual phrases that are in the Serenity Prayer. So I thought today would be a perfect opportunity for us to tackle that together and just chat about it. So I'm going to say the Serenity Prayer in the beginning, and if you want to, go on ahead and Google the Serenity Prayer, because there's something really special for me personally to hear something but also see it in print. I've studied my learning style. Some people are visual learners, some people are auditory learners, and some people are tactile, where they have to like touch and feel things. But I'm a mix between a visual learner and an auditory learner. So I have to see it and hear it a lot of times, which is why some of my audiobooks I also have in print format, because I like to listen to the narrator while I'm following along with the written word. So let me just say the Serenity Prayer for us, and then we'll break it down. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace, taking as Jesus did the sinful world as it is, not as I would have it. Trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Amen. Okay, so everyone, I think, is pretty familiar with the first part of the Serenity Prayer, or what I have come to know in Celebrate Recovery as the short Serenity Prayer. My mom would periodically buy home interiors whenever I was growing up in the 80s, and we had a picture that hung on our wall that was the short Serenity Prayer. It's almost cliche, but it's certainly not cliche in recovery circles. You say the Serenity Prayer in every recovery meeting that I've ever been a part of. But there's something about it, the short Serenity Prayer, being so familiar to me that I don't think I focus as much on the words. The second part of the Serenity Prayer is much more meaningful to me. It's not something that I'm familiar with. And when I hear phrases like living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace, when I hear phrases like that, I tend to sit with them a little bit longer and ponder them a little bit longer. And so that's what I want to do with you today. So when you think about those first two phrases that I just mentioned, living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, don't you find that most of our troubles intensify whenever we step away from right now? I have heard it said recently that depression is focusing too much on what has already happened, and anxiety is focusing too much on what might happen, but it's really, really difficult to live in the here and now. I actually read a book one time that talked about mindfulness, and it was from a secular standpoint, but in this book on mindfulness, it said rather than complaining about all of the chores that I need to do today, why not notice how good the laundry soap smells when I'm loading the washing machine? Why not notice how good the dishwater feels as I'm washing dishes? Like, there are certain things that I can do to bring me back to right now. And I think that's what the Serenity Prayer is is exemplifying for us that we really can live one day at a time. We really can enjoy one moment at a time. I'm sitting here right now in the car with Matthew, and the windows are down in the car, and the breeze is blowing on the hairs on the back of my neck, and I can get frustrated that I'm recording a little bit later in the day than I was planning on doing, or I can enjoy like what's happening right now. We actually get to hear on the podcast now, we get to hear birds chirping occasionally and breezes blowing. This is a good life that a very good Father has blessed me with, and I can choose to be right here, right now. And that's biblical, because in Matthew 6:34, in the Passion Translation, the whole the latter part of Matthew 6 is all about do not worry. And Matthew 6:34 says, refuse to worry about tomorrow, but deal with each challenge that comes your way one day at a time. Tomorrow will take care of itself. So living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time. This isn't birthed with the Serenity Prayer. This is biblical. This is Jesus' idea. Tomorrow is gonna be full of challenges and obstacles. But I don't have tomorrow. I have right now. And it's awesome. Right now is amazing, but I have to choose to stay here. And then the next phrase, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace. It's a mouthful, and it's a really big pill sometimes that I've got to swallow. Because in my 43 years of life, sometimes I think I don't even know what hardship is. I haven't even experienced the depravity and the loss that a lot of people have lived with. I remember in my very first job when I was 19 years old, I worked with a woman who had 3 kids, and she'd already buried 2 of her kids and her husband. I don't even know what that level of hardship looks like, but I do know that if I can accept the lot that Jesus has given me in this life, if I can accept that He knows what He's doing, if I can trust His sovereignty, I truly believe I'm a little bit closer to peace than I was before that perspective shift. And let's be honest, that perspective shift has to happen 50 times a day, some days. I have to bring myself back to right now 50 times an hour, some hours. But that's what I love about the Serenity Prayer. That's what I love about God's mercies. They are new every single time I need them. I can embrace the Serenity Prayer as many times as I need to, and then I can embrace it again. And you know, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace, that's also biblical. Because when you think about it, you can look at different scriptures, you can look at different Bible characters that had a difficult existence. I think Noah spent 120 years building a boat. That is hardship. You know, when it had never rained before, and he tried to convince people that it was going to rain. That is hardship. But in John 6:33, I really like it in the Message translation. Jesus said, "In this godless world, you will continue to experience difficulties. But take heart. I have conquered the world." So yes, I need to accept hardship. I don't just need to white knuckle it and decide that I'm going to endure it, but I need to view it with eternity in mind. because today might be hard. But Jesus has overcome the world. He has defeated death, the grave, and the enemy. And that's what I'm living for. I think any type of hardship with that background is more bearable. And we just have to remind ourselves, yes, I can accept hardship as a pathway to peace. And then the rest of it, I think, just reminds me again to always keep eternity in view. Because when you look at the rest of the Serenity Prayer, and it is beautiful, taking as Jesus did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it. Trusting that He will make all things right if I surrender to His will. But that doesn't happen in my time. That happens in His time. He gets to decide when all things will be right. And if we're really, really brutally honest, all things won't be right until He returns. We are in a fallen world, and as great as my existence is, as amazing as my life has been, it is fallen because of sin and the result of sin. But then I think about the very last bit of the Serenity Prayer, and it's my favorite because the last part of the Serenity Prayer says, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. In this life, you will have trouble. I think reasonable happiness is about the best I can hope for in this life. But euphoric, supreme happiness, that is what's waiting for us who have entrusted our lives and our futures and our eternity to Jesus. He paid a very, very high price to secure our eternal future. And all we have to do is accept it. All we have to do is accept what He has done for us. But isn't that easier said than done some days? And I think with that, it's a perfect time to get into some open share. Hi, my name's Jill. I'm a grateful follower of Jesus Christ, and I celebrate recovery from overeating and codependency, and I continue to struggle with insecurity and fear. And man, oh man, has fear been rearing its ugly head lately. My accountability groups are going amazingly well. All of that just seems to evolve in a beautiful way. And I even yesterday was on Marco Polo with all of the gals. And I said that sometimes it feels like we're playing poker with the Holy Spirit. And please forgive my worldly comparison. But it seems like the longer I get to do life with these women, I feel like we go around the table and we confess various character defects and we confess sinful behavior. And then it feels like the Holy Spirit requires more. He requires more transparency, and He requires us to be known at an even deeper level. He's asking us to put more money in if we want to keep playing. And I want to spend the rest of my life doubling down. I want to spend the rest of my life giving Him more of myself, making myself more vulnerable with this safe community that He has allowed us to steward. But then there are other relationships in my life that simply aren't that transparent. I only know as much about these people as they're willing for me to know. And I don't want to name any names. But it's really, really hard. It's really hard. And I succumb to fear in those situations because I realized this morning as I was loading the washing machine and I did take a minute to smell the laundry soap. But then I remembered that I have allowed fear to keep me from trusting God with these relationships. I have allowed the uncertainty of growing a business to cause me to shrink back and be fearful. And then I remembered the lyrics to Raise a Hallelujah by Bethel Music. And when you think about those lyrics, they're incredible. Because I can raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. And I remember that I don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the principalities and powers of this dark age. And if I'm willing to raise a hallelujah, it can be louder than the fears that try to take over my peaceful existence. And if I'm willing to raise a hallelujah, that song is my weapon. I just have to be willing to embrace that. Heaven is fighting for me, but I've got to make worship a priority. I can't make giving in to my fear a priority. I can't make talking about what I'm scared of my priority. I have to talk to Jesus. I have to share with him my fears and let him minister to me in that moment. And today, I was able to do that. And I'm so thankful. Will I be able to do that tomorrow? I don't know. But that's when I have to remember the Serenity Prayer. And I have to live one day at a time. And I have to enjoy one moment at a time. And I have to rejoice in the fact that I did that today. Thanks for letting me share. And I pray that you also are able to enjoy one moment at a time today. Let's close with a Serenity Prayer, and I will talk to you again next week. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace, taking as Jesus did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Amen. Thanks for listening to Jesus and Jill just for today.